Chapter 39. Some Late Difficulties. On the evening of May the 21st, just a few hours before the robbery, Pierce dined with his mistress, Miriam, in his house in Mayfair. Shortly before 9:30 that night, their meal was interrupted by the sudden arrival of Agar, who looked very distraught. He came storming into the dining room, making no apologies for his abrupt entrance. "What is it?" Pierce said calmly.
"Burgess," Agar said in a breathless voice. "Burgess, he's downstairs."
Pierce frowned.
"You brought him here?"
"I had to," Agar said. "Wait until you hear." Pierce left the table and went downstairs to the smoking room. Burgess was standing there, twitching his blue guard's cap in his hands. He was obviously as nervous as Agar.
"What's the trouble?" Pierce said.
"It's the line," Burgess said. "They've changed it all, and just today, changed everything."
"What have they changed?"
Pierce said.
Burgess spoke in a headlong torrent. "I first came to know this morning, you see. I come to work proper at 7 sharp, and there's a cooper working on me van, hammering and pounding. And there's a smith as well, and some gentleman standing about to watch the work. And that's how I find that they've changed all manner of things, and just today, change it all. I mean, the running of the car, the way that we do, all changed, and I didn't know..."
"What exactly have they changed?" Pierce said.
Burgess took a breath.
"The line," he said. "The manner of things, the way we do, all fresh changed."
Pierce frowned impatiently. "Tell me what is changed," he said. Burgess squeezed his hat in his hands until his knuckles were pale.
"For one... they have a new jack the line's put on, started today. A new bloke, young one."
"He rides with you in the baggage van?"
"No, sir," Burgess said. "He only works a platform at the station. Stays at the station, he does."
Pierce shot a glance at Agar. It didn't matter if there were more guards on the platform. There could be a dozen guards, for all Pierce cared.
"What of it?" he said. "Well, it's the new rule, you see."
"What new rule?"